Today I would like to introduce to you a good friend of mine, Mr. August Van Rijn, who was born in Holland. He has a message for us for the Thanksgiving season.
Thank you very much. I don't think it's out of place any time to talk a little bit or think a little bit about Thanksgiving. And I'd like to read you a text in connection with that always important subject, found in Luke chapter 17, verses 12 to 18. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. I'll take just one thought from this story right now, and it is this, that our Lord loves to receive people's thanks. He says there are not found that return to give glory to God, and the use of that word found shows that he had been expecting them all to come back. He expected they would return and give him thanks. You know, people often are so unthankful. One man said it at one time, What have I got to be thankful for? I got nothing but debts and no job or anything. Well, anyway, was the reply, in that case you can be thankful that you're not the creditor. You have a description of the heathen who worship idols of wood and stone in the first chapter of the book of Romans. Do you know what made them heathen? One thing, says the scripture, is that they were not thankful. And when we turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, we find there a description of religious heathenism as it exists in the United States and in other so-called Christian countries. And God says there that one of the prominent sins is that same sin of unthankfulness. Yet how very, very much we have to be thankful for, and how very little often people give thanks. In fact, millions of folks sit down to their meals and never even raise their hearts to God in thanksgiving for his kindnesses and mercies. A Christian farmer was once invited to a home of a relative in the city somewhere, and before he began to eat, he bowed his head and asked God's blessing on the food and thanked him for providing it. The city dweller looked at him with some contempt and said, Educated people don't do that anymore here in the city. That's out of date. Do you all do that out there in the country? Well, no, said the farmer, not all of us, most of us, though. I never noticed the pigs doing it. They just stick their paws in the trough and slobber away. Our Lord Jesus set us a good example when he fed the 5,000 men and the women and the children with bread in the wilderness. He first raised his eyes to heaven and he gave thanks to his Father for his goodness. For God is wonderfully good to you and me, too. He sends the rain and the sunshine, lets them come down on the evil and on the good. Those who are completely undeserving of his mercies, he blesses them too. The Bible says that every creature of God, that is everything God has created, is good. And nothing is to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. Not once a year, not just the last Thursday in November, set aside by the presence of this great land. Though we are thankful that God is acknowledged that much, but every day should be Thanksgiving Day for the Christian, or for that matter for any one of us. You could not live one moment were it not for God's love and care. For every good and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, says the Bible. And Christians especially have much to be thankful for they know something of God's greatest gift to mankind. They have learned that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, they have learned in some measure at least to appreciate that amazing gift of God's matchless grace, and they can say and do say, oh so often, and they sing it too, in the language of the Bible, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Let me ask you this evening, have you ever thanked God for that gift? we will soon remember that gift of God at Christmas time, the most expensive gift ever given, a gift that came wrapped in the simplest possible wrappings in swaddling clothes, God's gift of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Have you ever received it and thanked God for it? If you haven't, why don't you do so just this very moment? You know, when we receive a gift from someone, we normally say thank you. And if we didn't, it would sound very ungrateful indeed. All you have to do to God is to say thank you for the gift of His dear Son. For the Bible tells us that that Son, that life eternal that's found in Christ, is the gift of God. And once you say thanks to God, you will want to thank Him every day for all His temporal and spiritual mercies. God's spiritual blessings are even more wonderful than the physical, material ones. The true Christian agrees with the sentiment of Psalm 69 and verse 30, where it says, I will praise the name of God with a song and magnify Him with thanksgiving. The Christian thanks the Lord for thousands of gifts. Among them, there are three such great ones as we read of in Colossians chapter 1 in our New Testament, verses 12 to 14. Giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet to be partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. It is indeed a good thing, as the psalmist says, to give thanks unto the Lord. Sometimes a Christian, too, is apt to forget and start grumbling. Like a Christian I once heard of who complained he didn't have any money to buy a decent pair of shoes. And as he grumbled, he passed a man on the street who had lost both his feet. And instantly he thanked God that he had feet to put shoes on, even if he didn't have shoes to put on those feet. A thankful person is always a restful, happy person. There's something about giving thanks that gives you a sense of peace and content in your soul. For it occupies you with the love and care of God instead of with your own troubles and worries. And don't forget, of course, that thanksgiving leads to thanksgiving. And the way you live your thanks is by giving to God more than your thanks. Giving Him your life, your substance in glad surrender. You give Him thanks by remembering that God has richly blessed you and that now it is your joy to give in return. Remember that whatever you give to God, He has first given to you. David said so in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. He said there, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. God appreciates our praise more than anything and everything else. But of course it should never stand alone, for then it wouldn't be real. The fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name is very precious to God. But if we as Christians never brought Him anything else, our praise would only be a sham. It would be something like with the church member who, after the service was over, said to somebody on the outside, I have nothing but praise for our preacher. So I noticed, said the man who had gone around with the plate taking up the collection. We should give thanks to our God, but thanksgiving should lead to the giving of our life, to thanks living, and to the giving of our time, our talents, our money, and everything else. But first and foremost, I come back again to this idea of giving of thanks, of giving our praise to God. Let me ask you earnestly and longingly, have you ever really thanked God for His great love, His great salvation? In the story of the cleansed lepers of which this message began, nine went on their religious way to see the priests. One came back to see Christ and thank Him. And he did so with a loud voice. He was not ashamed to own that he owed everything to Christ. And so do you. We owe everything in time and eternity to Him. He went to the cross to make it possible for God to give us all things, now and forevermore. Have you thanked and praised Him for His many rich gifts? If not, come now, this very moment, bow your knees of your hearts to Him, and thank the Lord Jesus for his wondrous love and for every daily blessing. Amen.